Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Shalom Aleichem. On August 29th at 2 p.m., live music returns to Montreal as the Klez Canada Festival moves to Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77, 77 Bernard East. The lineup includes Briga and her Balkan Turbo Folk, Yiddish songs with So-Called and Warhol Dervish, Romani and Sephardic music with Taraf Siriana. It's all part of a week-long hybrid festival that starts on August 23rd online with concerts and workshops, where you can learn klezmer trumpet from Frank London, klezmer fiddle from Alicia Spiegels, and so much more. To register, go to klezcanada.org and join us for a CKUT Pop Montreal co-production at Marché de Possible à l'Entrepôt 77, 77 Bernard East on August 29th. Mevelen Zachsein dort. We'll see you there soon.
All right. Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazzamuck. Thank you. Sidney Bechet's Blues in the Cave, as performed by Charlie Watts at the drums, Brian Lemon at the piano, Dave Green, double bass, and the two soprano saxophones, taking that apart, Evan Parker and Lowell Coxhill, from a release from 1992 on the French Natto recording label, Vol pour Sidney, Sidney Bechet, the great soprano saxophonist, of course, of early jazz. And Charlie Watts was a big fan. And, of course, we lost Charlie this past week and dug that up. Wow, working with Evan Parker and Lowell Coxhill was Charlie Watts there, breaking it down a little bit himself. Good morning. Welcome. This is Jazzamark on a Friday morning right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. Thank you for Lawrence for filling in for me last week. My name is John B. I'm here this week and I got a stack of new music, a couple hours of creative jazz to tickle your ears and brain with. And maybe other things. That's up to you. We're going to get right to it. A lot of music, and we're going to start with Kate Gentile at the drums, working with Matt Mitchell from their new monumentous six-disc release entitled Snark Horse. This is a piece, Strikes Me As Wanting to Make Me Barf, Clump 3. Kate Gentile, Matt Mitchell joining the two of them, Kim Cass at bass and Davey Lazar at trumpet. Off we go on Jazzamuck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
Lena Alemano leading one of her projects. Titanium Riot is the name of this quartet, and it features Ryan Driver at all analog synth, Rob Clutton at the bass, Nick Frazier at the drums, and Lena, of course, at the trumpet, from a release from a few years ago now, 2014 release entitled Kiss the Brain from Titanium Riot. That was a piece entitled For Heaven's Snake. And prior to that, we heard some brand new music from Sotoku Fuji, the ever prolific pianist and musician and composer. This is from a brand new release featuring two long pieces. We heard one of them there, entitled Shiroku, and it features short pre-recorded snippets of Sotoku and prepared piano, and then she edited all those short pieces, and that's what we heard there. Prior to that, Sotoku Fuji working with Ikumori at a laptop and Tatsuki Tomura, of course, at the trumpet, Fuji at the piano, from their album Prickly Pear Cactus, released on Libra Recordings, that was In the Water. Prior to that, Steph Richards at the trumpet and something from her release Super Sense that came out in 2019. Richards at the trumpet, of course, Jason Moran at the piano, Stomo Takahashi at the bass, Kenny Wollison at drums and Wollisonics. Glass was the piece we took from Super Sense, and there's a new release out very shortly featuring Steph in a duo setting with the pianist Joshua White. That one's going to be out on Relative Pitch. Super Sense can be found on Northern Spy Recordings. Prior to that, Mario Pavoni and the Dialect Trio Press Plus One, Dave Ballou being the plus one at the trumpet, Matt Mitchell at the piano, Tyshawn Sori drums, and Mario, of course, at bass and compositions. The piece was Blue Poles, and that was from Blue Vertical out on Out of Your Head Recordings. Prior to that just out on the Pi Recording label, from Snark Horse, we heard Kate Gentile and Matt Mitchell, and Kim Cass at bass, Davey Lazar at trumpet, and from the Pi Recording, we heard Strikes Me as Wanting to Barf, Clump 3. All the titles are particularly interesting off of that 6-CD disc set. So is the music, as we just heard there. This is Jazz Amok, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. My name is John B.
Hi, this is Lee Fields from Soul Five Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Ça prend une bonne dose de courage et de persévérance pour traverser une pandémie.
Ça prend aussi une bonne dose de patience, de résilience, de confiance, d'optimisme, d'humour et d'amour. Une bonne dose de détermination, d'endurance, d'empathie, de motivation, d'ingéniosité et d'espoir.
Mais surtout, ça prend une deuxième dose de vaccin.
Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
CKUT, Henry Grimes. And stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
We closed that last set with something from Lena Alemano, and Lena will be performing this coming September, the beginning of September, within the Font Festival, Festival of New Trumpet Music, which has been going on for quite a while now in New York, instigated by Dave Douglas, and with the aim of supporting trumpets, free playing trumpeters. And he has got got it up and running again this year, as I say, September 8th to the 15th. All the shows are online and they are free. There's upwards of 23 performances. And as I say, Lena will be performing within that festival, something from her Bloop project, which is a duo with Mike Smith at Knobs and Dials, and all kinds of other performances.